Rose.
Hello.
That made you jump.
It did.
You wasn't even looking. Thank you for coming in and talking to us on One Extra. It's great to have you on.
Pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me.
And you are here to talk about Morgan.
I am, yes.
So tell me about the movie Morgan.
So Morgan is, well, actual Morgan is a genetically modified being. And the film, I suppose it revolves around it. Morgan, as it were, and the kind of secluded and secretive lab whereby she has been developed and grown, and the kind of scary repercussions that you're going to get when you do experiments in this way and try and grow a bioengineered being. I mean, it's obviously going to go horrifically wrong. So.
Yeah, let's be honest, because I mean, I've been lucky enough to see the movie. I really, really enjoyed it, actually.
Good. Oh, good.
And I just knew, like, without giving too much away, because I obviously want people to see it, I just knew from the start, yeah, this isn't going to go well.
Good.
Like, I can yes. feel it.
So there's a tension.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. nice.
And
yeah.
Morgan's, she's pretty badass.
She really is. Oh yeah, yeah. She's very. I think the brilliant thing about Morgan, and particularly the way that Anya Taylor-Joy played her, was that she's volatile. She has these childlike kind of mannerisms, and yet she suddenly flips to being a very kind of scary, dangerous. I don't want to say person, but thing, I suppose. And I think, you know, that's really intriguing to watch and to see just where she ticks.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see the kind of the story develop as well.
Yes.
Again, without giving too much away, just things happen throughout the movie, and it's just like you start to really get a clear picture of what Morgan's really about rather than what you think she's about.
Yes.
Or it's about, I should say. Slap on the wrist for me.
So no, I'm just learning today as well.
Yeah, I mean, it gets drilled into you. You play Amy in the movie.
Yes.
So what's Amy's role?
So Amy is, as I mentioned before, in this kind of secretive lab whereby Morgan, has been grown in a test tube, so to speak. Amy is one of the scientists to have taken part in this experiment that is kind of government financed. And she has been intricately involved with the process of Morgan growing up. And in, you know, in a kind of shady way, she now has some real feelings for her, which is bizarre because I always thought that it's a little bit creepy that she does, because it's a bit like, well, no, you've seen Morgan kind of like as a baby and then as a little girl, all within the process of about 5 years. Obviously, she kind of grows up incredibly rapidly, and yet she has this kind of like longing and draw to her. So it's bizarre.
Were you good at science at school?
Not particularly. No, I think my favourite was kind of biology. But even then, I mean, I really don't know a lot about plants.
So you wouldn't be able to grow a genetically modified being in your house or anything?
Sadly not. I mean, I really should have done my own research. I should have properly kind of like become Amy and learn how to do that.
So as everybody can hear, you're not American.
No.
You're actually Scottish.
Yes.
But in the show, in the movie, I should say, you play an American.
I do.
So you must be pretty good at accents, or did you find it quite hard to do the whole American thing?
I enjoy accents, and I kind of listen to them. I think that when I can hear them kind of in my ear, hopefully in the right way, I kind of hopefully regurgitate something coming out of my mouth. But you kind of like, you have to study the accent. But my older brother is very, very good. So I was kind of brought up with somebody who does a lot of impressions and different accents. And I always kind of wanted to follow him in that regard. So yeah, I find it, I enjoy it. Not that I'm very good at it, but I love kind of putting on a voice.
Well, I think you put yourself down a bit there. The American accent was all right.
Oh,
you
good,
know,
good.
I didn't think.
It was touch and go for a bit.
No, it sounded, there was no parts where I thought, hang on.
Yeah, she's English.
Yeah, she doesn't sound very American there. Like, my American accent is terrible. I'm just like, hey man, like it's like really, really bad. But like, I always like to ask British actors, you know, because a lot of British actors now are getting American roles. You know, there's loads of them. So I always wonder, is that like a handicap for you guys, or is it something that you just can slip into easily, the American accent?
Oh, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think for particularly British actors, if you're lucky enough to work and, you know, the work from America is coming to our wonderful island, then it's a bit like, yeah, I'm going to take everything I can get, for sure. But I also think that, I'm obviously biased, it's great that British actors have, let's say, a kind of reputation for being able to pull off an American accent, possibly.
Right, so Rose, we want to get into a track, and we'd like you to pick the track, actually. Is there a particular tune that you'd like us to play on One Extra?
I get to pick the track.
You do get to pick the track.
Okay.
I mean, you've been in Game of Thrones, you've been in Downton Abbey, you've been in movies like Morgan, but you're getting excited about picking the track.
I am. I'd love to listen to a bit of Beyoncé.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, off her new album, I'm thinking, Don't Hurt Yourself.
Anyway, let's get back into my Rose Leslie interview part two, where I asked her what it was like to play the part of a wildling in Game of Thrones.
Man, I loved it. I was a lucky girl. I happened to go to Iceland. So we all went to Iceland and we worked out there for about 3 years.
Because that's north of the wall, right?
That's north of the wall, exactly. So when you went north of the wall, we would then kind of shoot in Iceland, kind of on these glaciers, on these frozen lakes. And never before, A, have I been to that country, but ever been involved in something whereby the locations are so beautiful and like vast. Like there was nothing in front of your eyes. Like it was just like a sea of white. It was extraordinary. So I loved being on it.
But, and you were the Morgan in Game of Thrones, actually. By that is you were the badass one. You were going around.
I had a bow and arrow to help me. But that was awesome to like get involved in fights and it's always fun to kind of play battle, isn't it?
I literally would have no idea. I've never been in the position where I've been able to do it. I was going to say, how do you find that? Because you know, as an actor, you've probably been tasked with loads of different roles in your career. But you know, beating people up, do you enjoy it?
Bring it on! Absolutely, bring it on! I think that'd be so much fun. Obviously, we're talking safety. Obviously, there are going to be kind of stunt coordinators around. But yeah, but also kind of like to be beaten the crap out of. Like, I think that would be, enjoyable. Why not?
As long as it's not real.
Exactly, that's my point. As long as it's in a controlled environment, awesome. Yeah, you don't want it to become real.
And the last Game of Thrones related question that I have to ask you is, you know, so many people, so many main characters in Game of Thrones come to a sad end.
Yes.
Some aren't so sad. I mean, Game of Thrones spoiler alert, when Joffrey went, I was so happy. I was celebrating that. I tell you, I was celebrating that. But your time had to come to an end. Were you sad to see it go?
Do you know what? I'd read the books, so I was aware that Ygritte was going to die and that she died in this battle. But every good thing comes to an end, and I loved my 3 years. Truly, I thought it was, being a part of that job was just epic. Nothing short of brilliant, and it was always going to happen. Jon Snow has to fly, man. He's got to fly. He's got to take off. He's got to be on his own. He's got to do what he has to do. You can't have Ygritte like nagging at him the whole time.
Well, you're the one who has stolen Jon Snow's heart, and many women across the world are jealous about that. Right, let's bring it back to Morgan then. And my all important question that I always have to ask people when they come in the studio is, why should the One Extra listeners go and watch this film?
I think that the One Extra listeners should go and watch Morgan because it is a thriller. It is incredibly, you get drawn into this world whereby it is intense. You're not too sure what is going to happen, but you're definitely brought into a world whereby you want to explore it with everyone else in it.
Thank you very much to Rose Leslie. There you go. That's why you need to see Morgan. It's out in the cinemas right now. So alongside Sausage Party and Brotherhood.